Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of The Babbling Mother from The Babbling Mother. How do I normally say that? Anyways, Tyler turned 3 yesterday. She's 3 years old now. Guys, I have a 3-year-old. I don't have a 2-year-old, I have a 3-year-old. And I think it's absolutely crazy. Anyway, it's so weird. On Facebook, I posted a video of Tyler's, from 2 to 3, or, 1.5 to 3, somewhere between that video timeline, and it was really cute, but I guess I just really wanted to talk about what we did for her birthday, because it's totally different than what we normally do for her birthday, and this birthday is also a little different because she has more family this year also, and we don't live next to my family. So, this birthday has definitely been a little different. Normally, every year we have a birthday party, but I mean, okay, so the last 2 years we've had a birthday party, because it's only 3, I'm only in this for 3 years, so far, so, I'm at the three-year check mark, whatever. So the last 2 birthdays that she's had, we've had a birthday party, and then we do one gathering of everything, and then, we call it good. This year, she spent the weekend of her birthday with Josh, so the 22nd and the 23rd, she was with him. I think the 21st also, but she was with him, and I'm assuming they did a little, gathering with the people that live in the house and whatnot. This year we decided not to have a birthday. I decided not to have a birthday because of COVID, and I don't want a chance spreading anything.
Give me a popcorn.
Excuse you?
Please give me popcorn.
You want some more popcorn? Mm-hmm. Can you grab the bag up there? Mm-hmm. I normally record while she is asleep, but she woke up early this time, so hold on. Okay. So, normally we have a party. This year, we did decide not to because of COVID. And I don't want a chance, spreading anything anywhere because everybody in her family has at least one person in that family that has, that is at risk or is susceptible or whatever the word is. So, we didn't have a party. So, I'm pretty sure Tyler had a little gathering. I know she had cake with Josh and there. And then here we had... She came home on Sunday, which was the 23rd, and we decided to celebrate that night because everybody works on Monday. So we just celebrated that night. We just kind of hung out. We cooked hot dogs over a fire. Those are her, she loves campfires, but she really likes to cook hot dogs, and we didn't have any marshmallows, big enough, otherwise we would have roasted marshmallows too. But, we had a really good time. Her friend that lives with us wasn't here. They were on a family trip, out of state. So, it was a little bit of a bummer. But it's okay. She had a good time. We opened her gifts. She got some Mickey Mouse clothes that she really, really likes because she's super into Mickey Mouse. And then she got the mess-free coloring kits for cars, which I will really, really appreciate for the road trips down to Federal Way, because it is an hour and 20-minute drive. And then she also got, little people, farm kit, because she's super into farm animals at the moment, and she got, we got her kinetic sand for the first time, and it's a mess, but it's also a lot of fun, and I don't let her put it away because I like to do it, just because it's super fun. So, and then she also got training wheels, but she doesn't know that yet because she does have a bike, but she has no training wheels yet, and so we got her training wheels, and it's a small bike too, it's not ginormous, but, and yeah, Jeremiah's dad got her a utility little Tikes Go Green truck. And it's literally the coolest thing ever. I'll post a picture of my Instagram of it, but it's literally like a truck and it has a trailer, that can come on and come off to it. She's still trying to learn how to, it's one of those Flintstone ones. Like, we all had that yellow and red one growing up where you have to like motor it with your feet, basically Flintstone it. So this is pretty much the same thing, just a truck, and it has like a rake and a shovel. And it attaches to the sides of it, so it carries. It is super cute. I will post it on my Instagram of it, and that way you guys can see it. And if I can find a link to it, I'll link it down below. We got it at Target, but I'm going to find a link probably on Amazon. But at Target, I don't know which one would be cheaper. I'm pretty sure Amazon would be cheaper. But yeah. Not we. We didn't get it at Target, but we did go with his dad. But his dad got it for Tyler. We got her the sand, the little people, and the training wheels. But yeah, she had a lot of fun. We didn't do cake that day, but we did have brownie cookie from Domino. She really likes the brownie cookies there. And we had some, so we did that instead. And yeah, she had a lot of fun, and then when she went to bed that night, we rearranged our outside play area. That way she would play outside in her playhouse more, which is also Little Tykes, and it is the cutest thing in the world. Okay, and then on her birthday, my tradition is that every year on your birthday, you wake up with a cupcake. You wake up to a cupcake. It's definitely a lot easier when they're not, like, able to get out of bed on their own. Like, when they're still in the crib, it's definitely a lot easier. Or if you wake up and you know exactly what time they're going to wake up. Now it's kind of a hit and miss of the day. She woke up at 6:20 on her birthday. And I don't know if you can hear her, but she's talking to a bug. But she woke up at 6:20, and so she woke up to a cupcake. We got her one of those big ones from Walmart that you buy singular, and then she never finishes her morning cupcake. She never finishes her morning cupcake, so we sang happy birthday to her then, me and Jeremiah did, and she got super bashful, and then we had a few calls on her birthday so that her family could say happy birthday, and yeah, and then I asked Tyler what she wanted to do, and every year I have made cupcakes for her. I don't go out and buy them, I make them. And she wanted to make them with me this year, so she made cupcakes with me this morning. She helped me frost them and everything, and then I ran into an issue because our cupcake tin didn't fit in our conventional oven, or a toaster oven, because that's what we have, because I can't figure out how to work the trailer oven, so there's that, slowly figuring it out, and I did figure out how to get the cupcakes to fit. If you go to the dollar store and you buy a cupcake tin tray thing, for the oven, it comes apart really, really easily. And I learned that yesterday. But yeah, so we made cupcakes and that was it. And then I pretty much just let her do what she wanted yesterday. We went for a walk yesterday because she wanted to ride her car thing, her utility truck. She's still trying to figure out that she needs to use her feet, I mean. And it's definitely really hard for her to use her feet. Like, it's hard for her to understand the concept, but it's hard because we can't show her what to do. We have to try to explain it, and then she also has to figure out, like, how she can do it, or how it works best for her. So, it's definitely gonna be, I don't want to say a minute until she figures it out, but I think it'll be a while. The rest of this week is pretty busy. We have today, we don't have much to do. Today, tomorrow, today's Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, so Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, we don't have a whole lot to do. Friday and Saturday, we'll be down in Federal Way. And then Sunday, I think the three of us will go for a walk with her car again. I'm pretty sure Tyler and I will go on another walk eventually. I have been waking up early in the morning with Jeremiah, so about 5:30 to 6-ish is the normal time I wake up. He wakes up at 5, but I like to have that 30 minutes of this is all my space type thing, so, but yeah, it's definitely helping out also, and I do plan on doing an update of where I'm at with pregnancy because I am finally in the second trimester, but I'm not going to do that on this one because this podcast is for Tyler. But yeah, so she is 3 now, and I can't believe that 3 years ago, August 24th, 2017, at 5 a.m., Tyler Marie was born. She was 7 pounds, 7 ounces, and she was about 20 and a half inches. So, she was tiny, guys. She was so tiny. She fit in preemie clothes. She was a little long for them, but she fit in preemie, like, onesies really well. Newborn was too big for a minute. But, yeah, so I just wanted to not celebrate, but talk about Tyler's day. That way, one day she can look back at this and know what we did for her birthday during a pandemic. Because we didn't do a whole lot, but we tried to make it special. And so she kind of had from Friday, before her birthday to Monday, her birthday. So what is that? Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, 4 days of birthday, I believe. So I think we made up for it. And again, family did call, which is also makes me happy. So anyways, that is it. I'm just rambling now for pointless reasons. So I'm just awkwardly go so that I can stop talking because I'm drinking coffee and it makes me talk more. All right, bye guys.